Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings from Aurora, Colorado. That's right, back in Aurora at my buddy Mikey's. He's let me camp in his driveway. I camp in a lot of driveways. But yeah, so out here on the highway pounding, had a great show in Eaton, Colorado last night. Nice little bar. What, Steve's Place or something like that. Been all over, driven through some pretty decent snow up at Telluride. So we're all over Colorado this week, so if you're listening to this in Colorado, check out the schedule on the Educated Redneck website, educatedredneck.com. My schedule's up there. The bars are listed for this month. Obviously, a lot of stuff to do. Sorry about the congestion this morning. I took my sinus stuff last night, but I'm just fighting the fall weather, shall we say. It's been a crazy week, to say the least. It'd be nice to have a president. It would really nice to have a president who's not pooping in his pants and wandering around and being unpresidential in every corner. Of course, they will not call him for this. Reagan made a few gaffes here and there, and they were up him. Dan Quayle paid the price for spelling potato wrong. And this guy is a babbling fool. And not a word is being said. If you cannot see the bias in the press, you are completely 100% blind and probably just as biased as the press is. But we don't have a president right now. We really don't. We have a bumbling imbecile is what we have. And the rest of the world knows it. The rest of the world knows it. Biden is not in charge. It's funny because Trump said that Obama was in charge, and the press is like, oh, he's senile, blah, blah, blah. No, the one who's senile is Biden, and the one who's actually telling the truth is Trump, because Biden is the farthest thing from in charge of this country of any president since Jimmy Peanuts Carter. So here we are, folks. We have a president who's 100% inept, who shits in his pants, who babbles, wanders, has to be directed everywhere he goes. And this is the best that the Democrats have to offer for the next election, because they're not even going to have a primary. So there you go. There you have it. They're going to rule everywhere. See, it's really funny how the Democrats always try to cast their shortcomings on other people. They rule like commie dictators. Look at Joe Biden. He went in and signed all these executive orders that, by the way, are causing the shortage of oil, because by now the Keystone Pipeline would be finished and would be delivering oil and would be helping things. But no, Captain Nunnuts walked in there like a true commie dictator, and with his pen, stroked in and said, so let it be written, so let it be done. But here we are. Here we are with $4 gas and inflation and groceries and housing. We have an economy that is totally in the shitter. But don't worry, Biden will babble something else, and we will continue. Sorry, folks. I don't understand this. I'll tell you one thing I did read that was very interesting. Only 2% of America has got the new COVID booster. But we're all out here talking conspiracies. We're all, no, everybody's happy with the booster, Dad. Everybody's happy with the booster, Dad. No, everybody, everybody. 2%. So you at least we know how much of America is completely and 100% ignorant. 2%. 2% is absolutely mind-numbingly stupid. That's what it tells you. It's the old adage, there's one born every day. And evidently, 2% of them were born yesterday. Oh, yeah, get something stuck in your teeth. That's where I'm at right now. Yeah, I got it. Sorry. But anyhow, out here torn, out here tearing up the highway, having fun, watching the world go to shit while I'm doing it. See, I know that something big's coming. Everybody knows something big is coming. But I am not going to, I just realized I spelled obviously. That's what happens when you type after a long week. Biden is obviously not in control. That's a spelling miscue on Dan's part. Oh, look, Dan's a dummy. I'm sorry, folks, but that entertains me when I make a mistake like that. I misspelled obviously. I was obviously tired. Sorry. Hi, Junebug. I'm opening up the back vent a little. Starting to get warm in here. That's where we'll open the vents in the mobile studio. Got my back all jacked up too, boys. What a week. What a week. But we've had some great shows. It's fun being out here in Colorado, but we got one more week in Colorado, and then we move into Kansas in the land of the fucking Nazi police, where they stop you for no reasons and try to search your car. So, not looking forward to that. It's rather irritating when you travel and you have to deal with these heroes. I know, you guys back them. Dan, you can't criticize them. They're our heroes. Lick, 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 lick. Yeah, I can criticize them because anything you can't criticize will eventually get out of control, and the police have done so. Look at them. Look at them. Look at the way they dress. They dress full battle rattle like they're in Fallujah. They're in the land of the free, supposedly, but they dress like they're getting ready to walk into Fallujah and take on some terrorists. Policing nowadays. It's funny how they'll pull you over for going 10 over the speed limit and be hard ass with you, but these criminals that are walking in the stores and stealing, they won't do a thing about. These people who are shooting up on the streets, they won't do a thing about. These people who are littering and shitting on the streets, they won't do a thing about that. But you speed, I'll come get your money, and I'll use my full authority to do it. Yeah, you're real brave when it comes to dealing with innocent citizens. But when it comes to criminals, not so much. It's all about officer safety. Always remember that. It's just part of the typical bullshit that we have been programmed to accept. But anyhow, I digress. So we're going to get the first commercials out of the way. And after we get the first commercials out of the way, I'm going to try to find Herman and be back. So, again, shameless self-promotion. I don't care. I like it.
That's right. The Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour is back on the road. We are currently promoting our second Amazon Prime special, Jokers and Jesters, the next special. We will be touring small towns across this great country of ours. So for our tour dates, follow us on Facebook at Jokers and Jester Comedy Tour or at our website, jokersandjester.com. It's a great night of music, laughter, and magic. Don't miss us as we come to a small town near you.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/GroundswellCard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming fruit shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Solve Coagula.
Solve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Vibra prophecy fulfilled.
Snakes in the grass.
Son of position. We got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast.
I gotcha. I got you right where I want you. Like a raw line in the field, I stalked you. Creeped up on you, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on you. Once I get you, you'll be a goal.
Can you hear me now?
We just all part of the game.
In the scene with solo, now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow the world with Satan.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.webs.com. That's official. Ninjascroll.webs.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared. It's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get up on
when the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
My fellow Americans, it looks like some things have changed. Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents?
You want an abortion? Get one!
Younger parents aren't sure that an appreciation of America is the right thing to teach modern children.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
When I drive into a neighborhood and there are American flags, it's a message of white supremacy.
I'm warning of an eradication of the American memory that could result in an erosion of the American spirit.
We need to completely dismantle the police department.
If we forget what we did, we won't know who we are. We've got to do a better job of getting across that America is free, and freedom is special and rare. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise. As long as we remember our first principle and believe in ourselves, the future will always be ours. Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and with three little words, we the people. We the people are free. Once you begin a great movement, there's no telling where it'll end.
Hi. I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me. You will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. Groundwithagarden.com.
And I found Herman, and he's back with me. So, Herman, you there?
Yeah, buddy, what's going on?
Oh, man. Oh, man, this is... Has this been a crazy week or what, man? They're trying to send you back to the Middle East.
Oh, yeah, they're trying to, but, you know, I'll tell them I have a bum knee.
Dude, man. These people just, where's Code Pink? Where's all these anti-war protesters? Is it is war only good when there's a Democrat in the White House? Is that what the word is?
I think so. You know, people don't realize, they say, well, you know, Republicans always start wars. Well, you sure it wasn't something that Democrats had already started already before? I'm not trying to be funny, you know, but just being real.
Yeah. You're not allowed to be real. You're not allowed to be real. You're supposed to go along with the narrative. It's Republicans that start wars, even though Biden is in there just doing everything he can to get us involved in the Middle East. We've got carrier groups on the way. We're all getting into a battle that's been going on since the Bible was written.
And what was Trump trying to tell us when we said we need to guard our borders? It was beyond our thinking, our perception, our conceptions.
Yeah.
It was beyond our thinking because what's happening right now, wars overseas, and we have our enemies, refugees, coming here.
Yeah.
Where are the women and the children?
Yeah, there ain't no women and children. You see video after video from the border. It's all military-aged men, perfectly healthy and capable of doing something. If their country's so bad, why aren't they saving it? Because you don't see us fleeing our country.
And tell me, why are they right now, why are they right now giving money to these individuals coming here?
Oh, yeah. They'll leave veterans homeless sleeping in a ditch, but make sure that these people who are coming in illegally have an apartment and health care and education and food and all that other stuff at my cost when they broke the law to come here, but I still have to pay for them.
Mm-hmm. But who's to say, now we'll say they're illegally coming here, but it's very, very easy for them to illegally come here. I mean, it's like a welcoming party.
Oh, yeah. They rolled the mat out at the border for them.
Yeah, they're not, I don't see them jumping fences, and these are open borders right now.
And see, I'll say this to anybody who's for open borders. You got to allow them to immigrate. You got to allow them to come in. All right, take the front door off your house. Put your keys in the ignition of your car. Why do you have property?
Yeah.
But if you're going to give away the United States, why don't you give away your house too?
So this is an intrastructural war right now that's going on.
Yeah.
This is intra war. It's not an international war. It's an intranational war. This is within. Foreign individuals who you're creating to be domestic are for someone. They're to represent someone within these walls of this country, within the walls of this nation.
Yeah.
Like you said, now you found a way to go into demasculation. What a great time to bring masculine men in here that don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you one thing, though, and I think you'll appreciate this. You know, Friday the 13th was supposed to be the day of rage, and Hamas called for all these terrorists to act up. And you know what we discovered? We discovered that they are just as apathetic as Americans because none of them answered the call.
None of them. And the thing is, you know what told me that, though? I was in Desert Storm, right? And we were talking about all these great enemies that we're fighting against. But when they were captured, hey, I dealt with the soldiers one-on-one. A lot of those guys didn't want to fight.
No.
They were being forced into the ideals of the dictator, the American propaganda, and it all came together. Because when you have a country that's battling against another country who's supposedly ready to fight, but none of the soldiers are ready to fight, as soon as you capture them, they put their guns down. It doesn't seem like it's what it is.
Oh, yeah. It was a big front made to make money and line the pockets, all these military places. And just like the Rona was designed to line the pockets of all these pharmaceutical companies, it is one sham after another sham after another sham.
Yes.
We have lost control of our government. Our government no longer represents us. It should be, look at where they're spending billions of dollars, and it ain't on the American people.
No. It's always on foreign soil. But what is America receiving to do that?
Because I didn't vote for somebody to go in there and give billions to Ukraine.
No.
It's just, It's sad is what it is to watch our country just basically being given away in a fire sale.
And that's what's happening.
That's but exactly what's somewhere. Happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what's happening. They can say whatever they want, but we're being given away. We're being given away on a platter to our enemies. And we are the last hope. We are the last hope. America is the last hope. Whether anybody wants to hear it or not, we are. Everybody wants to say what they want to say, but we are the last bastion of freedom in the world, and we aren't free. We're as free as we could be right at the moment, but we're nowhere near as free as we were in our youth. I mean, just in our lifetime, the changes that have come, and it's because we allow them to control us. We allow them to say, you've got to wear a safety belt. What the hell does that got to do with anything?
Well, you know, the awareness of these things, you know, there's a difference between country or southern awareness than city awareness, okay? Because when I look in America right now, we're all the way from New York City all the way through the Amish, which are two different worlds of living.
Yep.
And we're all on the same soil. So who's really living the best way? Artificial intelligence has come in, and it's something that's greater than we are as humans.
Yeah.
That's number one. And it's artificial intelligence has access to something in this world that we just don't have access to because it's informing us faster than we can think.
Yeah. It's growing rapidly.
Artificial intelligence is real.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, that's the funny thing. This is the other thing they found about the artificial intelligence that shocked them. The artificial intelligence taught itself new language.
Oh, yeah.
And not only did it teach itself a new language, it made up its own language that nobody could understand but the computers.
Now, could it be possible that if we took artificial intelligence from what we're saying and looked at artificial intelligence as being fallen angels?
Well,
it's some of the greatest intellect we've ever seen, and we can't understand how it was generated.
Yeah.
It wasn't generated from us.
That's right. It's learning. We created something new, much like maybe we were created, and it is nothing more than electrical spark, which you and I are nothing more than electrical spark. Why not?
Yeah. It's an electrical spark in its newest form that we know of.
That's right. So why can't it be the new God particle kind of thing, you know, where we've created a new dimension? Because we live in an electrical spark world. Our whole world's an electrical spark world. You're an electrical spark. I'm an electrical spark. Everything we do is an electrical spark.
But a dimension is nothing but a mention of something new. That's all a dimension is. Putting into a new idea and thought.
Well, look, everything we do is a mind concept. Because your brain, like I said, we talked about this one day. Your brain actually, your brain never sees light. Your brain never feels the air. Your brain never tells. Your brain, without all the parts of the body to tell your brain what's what, your brain then takes all the information and creates your world. So your world exists only in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody else's brain builds their world based on what they know. And then those two worlds try to coexist together.
Yes. Yes, and that is so hard to explain because everything we explain is only from a one-dimensional thought, which is a physical sight.
Exactly.
So we're basing everything off of what we see. Then after we see, it's what we hear. Then after it's here, we take it adhere to what we see and hear, and we call this the process of knowledge. But is that one-dimensional thought the only way those things could be thought of? And the answer is no.
We're getting deeper in the ocean right now. Because it's funny how these things just happen. And you sit there and you look at it at times and you go, how did that happen? And how did that happen? And all this other stuff. But we are in dangerous times because of men's minds creating conflict that doesn't need to be there.
Correct.
Because if, like you said, you've dealt with the soldiers, you've dealt with them one-on-one, and it's funny because this has happened in many world wars where when the troops who got together who were told to hate each other, when they sat down and actually talked to each other, realized that the person they hated was no different than themselves.
Correct.
And the only reason they were fighting is because their government told them to fight. Not because they decided to fight. Because their government said, you should hate that guy. You should fight that guy.
That's it. That's how it started. That's it.
And it's not because we personally had a fight with each other.
No.
It's not.
I had some tomatoes and cucumbers in my land. You had tomatoes and cucumbers in your land. You had a family. I had a family. We had responsibility. The TV came on, or some type of programming said, you now have an enemy overseas. You've never been to the land, never seen these people, and don't even know how they process. You're a basic person that only knows your neighborhood, your area, your city, and your rulings of your area, your rural area. But I want you to be angry with the enemy 18,000 miles away.
Somebody you never met and would never meet if I didn't send you over there to kill them.
Yeah. We're going over there for peace and equality with the gun.
Well, that's certainly how I get peace and equality.
That is crazy, man. You kick down the doors and say, sons of bitches, you're wrong. We're right, and we want you to have peace in your country. Let's be diplomatic. How about now? How about now? And then eventually they get the point.
Yeah.
Eventually they get the point.
It's really sad where we're at, though, because most people will just – because somebody said, let's go fight, they'll just go fight. And like I said, if you want to know what evil is on the planet Earth, it's government. Because government has done more killing, government has done more destruction than any individual or groups of individuals could ever hope to do.
And you know why it is? Let's go with this thing we call currency. Currency. That travels between each nation, okay, currency. Now, what is most current will be most powerful and is what you will see the most. It will be the currency, what you currently see. Now, for the currency, which is non-physical, the physical becomes what you activate with is what you currently see and what you do with. Now, for a currency, you have to have accounting. You have to have accounting for currency. Okay? So what you currently see must have accountability. What you currently see must have accountability, because that's the accountability of, that's the accounting of the currency. But when we use the count, the currency and the accounting, we use it frequently, which is a frequency. Frequency, because it's accounting. Currency, accounting, frequency. Okay, which is accountability, current, what we currently see, and what happens frequently. Period. And we're not. And right now we're not. Don't have any accountability for what we currently see frequently. You hear what I'm saying?
I do. I do. I hear.
And all of these words are to explain money. But when you look at how to explain that money and being accountable, it explains life. If you have currency, you have to adjust to what you currently see. And if you have this currency, there's a responsibility to account for, but it's your accountability. And the frequency, the frequent use of the currency needs accountability frequently. So it's a matter of adjusting our human nature towards how we use this strain of thing that represents us called currency, period. I had a lot of chance to think about this. Show after show we do, man, it just makes your mind sharpen towards how to speak to people, to break things down so where they can be able to maybe grasp a little bit of what you're saying, you know?
Yeah, that's the whole thing, too. Getting people to break their paradigms and open their eyes and go, oh, okay. Because we get stuck in this realm of I'm correct and I know it. And we won't even entertain somebody else maybe having an angle. That doesn't mean everything they say is true, but they might have an angle. And if you think about it from an angle, you're like, oh, okay, I get what they're saying now. But most people are so locked into, you know, it's like when you try to criticize the police. The people that support the police support them blindly. They are heroes and they'll never do wrong, yet you can see video after video of them doing wrong. You can see video after video of them acting wrong. You can see video after video of them not even being aware of the basic rights that they swore to uphold.
Mm-mm-mm.
And so how can you see all those videos and then paint them all? See, I'm not trying to paint them all as bad neither, but you're trying to paint them all as good, which is just as bad as trying to paint them all as bad.
Mm-hmm. But see, you know what that is?
What?
It's a uniformed way. See, when they put on clothes, right, it's called a uniformed way of seeing. And what do people put on when they put on these uniforms? Well, they're for us, they're called costumes. Okay?
Yep.
And you put on these uniforms and you become accustomed to acting whatever character that you put on. If you put on the clothes of a police officer, you're acting the role of a police officer. If you put on the clothes of a prostitute, you're acting the role of police of a prostitute. So you're putting on clothing to represent you. You're putting on uniforms to represent you in your unique way.
Oh, man, that's a hell of a way to think of it. But I get what it goes back to the old adage, dress for the job you want.
There you go. There you go. And this is what we're doing right now. And then when you say, and this is what kills me too with this on another form, when you become a part of an organization and this organization has a good reputation or whatever it is, according to people, if you say, you could be the worst person in the world, you say, stop, I'm a Christian. Hey, it's over.
Yeah, I've been to church, so it's okay.
Yeah, I've been to church, so it's okay.
Well,
your way wasn't really missing.
You know, it hurts sometimes, though, to sit and watch what we start to accept. because we have learned to accept so many things that are so bad, and we justify it. And we shouldn't be you shouldn't justify criminal behavior, but we're down to that point. Like when they were having those riots, I mean those takeovers down in Chicago, and that one woman sat there and screamed, "They gotta eat, they gotta eat." I got it. I understand food, but you're stealing tennis shoes. You're stealing cell phones. You're not eating.
Well, Dan, I like this. As long as you respect my pronouns, we'll be fine, because right now I am I, me, B-W-W-B, okay? You know what that stands for?
What?
I'm myself, which is I. I'm myself, which is me. Sometimes I'm black, white, and sometimes I'm white, black, depending on circumstances. So...
So basically, you're the whitest black dude I know.
Yeah, that's right, brother. That's right. You can say what you want to say about me.
Irvin, man, I tell you, dude. See, this is what's funny. We can sit here and talk from two completely different perspectives and get along for one simple reason. We respect each other.
There you go.
Respect has been so taken away from the world because now you can't respect anybody who's not 100% like you.
Yeah.
You've got to be 100% like me. You have to march the exact same line. You've got to speak the same way, or I can't respect you. And if I can't respect you, then I'm going to treat you like shit. That's where we're at.
Yeah, that's it. We have to agree to agree or just disagree.
Yeah. It's one or the other. There's no in between. Because, see, here's the thing. All the concepts that you and I are speaking of are that, concepts. And as much as we could be right, we could equally be wrong. But we will accept that. We don't sit here and go, this is what I believe, so this is right. We go, this is what I believe. I want you to challenge me.
But you know what a concept is, right?
What?
Huh? The acceptance of a con.
That's what I love about you. You play with the words, and I love it. Because, see, it is a word game. It is a word game.
Yes.
And if you can call it the right thing, if you can call it the right thing, it's a word game.
Yes, it's a concept. So who's speaking? A con. What is their perception? They're telling you it's a con's perception. It's a concept. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I enjoy our conversations. Because we truly have a conversation. We talk back and forth. We kick ideas around. And I learn just as much as anybody from just these little conversations. It changes my perspectives on many things.
Yes. Yeah. So when you were looking at something from a straight perspective, it either turns it into a little curve to it to add to your lines or it widens your road of thinking.
Yes.
Period. Because that's when I look at a person, I'm not worried about what you're saying to me. I'm more concerned about your actions.
Actions
you can tell
much louder than words.
That's right. And when you're talking to me a lot, you're selling me something. You're a salesperson. You're selling yourself. You're not selling the product. You're selling the product as you. And you want to convince me that what you're saying is worthy of me believing. Mm-hmm.
That's
a con acceptance. Yes, a con's acceptance. It's a concept. So we're having a conversation. The con is versing with me to get me to get to their concept. That's what the conversation is about. I'm being conned from the beginning because that's the word con is the pre-word to everything when you're saying that. Con. I'm being conned. Mm-hmm.
It's funny how when you look at this and you start thinking about it and and playing with the words, it's easy to see how they can get everybody confused. Again,
yes.
Con is in there with it.
It's just
confused.
People get, yes, you get too confused, too con, too confused.
Yeah, yeah. It's like they're sitting here trying to tell me that we have a valid reason to be in Ukraine. We don't.
No,
we don't have a valid reason to
be
in any of that shit. We don't.
We don't. They do, and they represent us. We don't. They do, and they represent. That's what I realized when I went to the war. They do. We don't. But they represent us. That's what I knew. When I got over to somebody else's country, I said, they're mad at these people. And these people, and their people are mad at us. But we're not mad at one another.
That's what I'm saying. You talk to the people. And that's what the governments don't do. The government's only solution is to swing the big hammer, make a war, because every war the governments profit from. Every war.
Yes. Yes. And unfortunately, and people have to realize this part of America, unfortunately, everybody's not like you and I, okay? When I went overseas, okay, I got white friends that was cooled in a mug, okay? But the ones that were running things, they weren't that nice to us. They just weren't that, you know. Some of those white guys were so mean to the black people who were American. Okay? It wasn't right. And I didn't understand what was going on. But I can't blame all of white America for what a portion of people do. Period. I can't do that. I can't say, well, all white people are hateful. I can't say that. But I know the ones that I dealt with in the military at that time, some of these guys that were in charge were very hateful. And if they had an opportunity to express that hate, they would. But you did have white dudes that came along and said, listen, I'm not like you are. They were like you. They were just regular dudes. They just happened to be white.
Yep.
But they didn't want to tolerate that bullshit either. They were like, no, this is wrong. So therefore, it was always, when I look at the conflict with us, we have so much conflict within our own people, within our own races.
Yes.
You know? The wrong groups, you know, that need to be corrected.
Oh, yeah. We still have a very long way to go.
Yeah.
As a country. And see, that's where people should grow, and that's what you do as you get older, and that's why you should respect your elders, because a lot of times they've learned a lot of things that will take you years to catch up. And you may be a very smart young man. You may be ahead of your curve. But the people older than you are still farther along than you. Whether you want to admit it or not, they are.
Well, that's the truth, and that's the problem. People don't want to admit truth.
No. They want to believe their world that they've created in their head.
Yeah.
And they have created it.
Yes. When I was talking to my cousin today, you know, and I wasn't trying to get on her or fuss or anything, but it's the way she has stated something. I just wanted to use it as an example. We're talking about a male figure that's a transgender, okay, a man that's a transgender, and he ended up fighting a female and beating her up pretty bad. Now, the female that he fought, I'm not trying to be funny, she brought it on herself because she was treating him like less than a human. And she was treating him like a girl that was less than human, but this is a guy. And he damn near beat the hell out of him. But I was telling my cousin, she was saying, that is not a she, that's a he. Okay? And for me, I'm not being funny. If it is something that is opposite of nature, I cannot address an opposite of nature if it's natural. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
I can't address a guy and say you're a female and I know you're a guy. My mind doesn't allow me to do that. My mind doesn't allow me to tell me that water is fire. I can't. It doesn't do that.
Exactly. And here's another end of this that nobody wants to get to. And I heard this on another talk show, and it's true. A guy looked at a woman. And he goes, you want to know why you have rights? And the girl goes, why? And he goes, because I said so. He says women have rights because men allow them to have rights. Because if every guy in America decided that we were just going to oppress women, there'd be nothing they could do about it.
Nothing.
You know, they can sit there and, you know, run all their little programs and we're all equal and I'm a police officer and I'm a fireman. But if all the men decided to kick ass, the women would not be able to stop it.
No, because once the men overpower the women, the children, the homosexuals, and the eunuchs, okay, that's when women understand they have no power. But you got to stop the transgenders, the homosexuals, and eunuchs, because that's the women's power.
Yeah.
You can do it, girl. You don't have to take that off no man. Yeah, that's just another man telling you that. Because he has the strength of me, but he's got titties. So he can talk that testosterone because he's got it.
Yes.
He has it to speak it. You don't have it. He's boosting you up for an ass whooping.
Oh, yeah.
He's boosting that female up for a beating she's never seen before in her life.
But did you see the – talking about that, did you see that influencer, air quotes, who was running around slapping white men? It was a black woman.
Oh, yes.
And then somebody hit her back, and she's sitting with a swollen face, and she's just like
– oh, he hit her with a brick.
Yeah.
He hit her with a brick and was like, you all just stood around, and you men did nothing. Well, you said you don't need no man.
Yeah, you said you're equal. You out there just slapping bitches like it's nothing. Well, welcome to the real world, because you're going to slap the wrong person, and the wrong person ain't going to play your little games, and they're going to teach you what it's like to really be hit. Because men, look, I've been hit by women, and I've been hit by men. I'd rather get hit by a woman any damn day of the week.
You darn right.
And then the answer will be, well, I know this fighter woman who would tear you. I'm sure you do. But if I trained equally with her, I'd tear her ass up.
Well, you know, I always tell a lady after a while, can you pull out a gun and shoot me? So I can blow your head off your mother, goose, and shoulders with no problem.
Mm-hmm.
But when you pull out, when you think about it, you say, it's not right to kill. I'm saying I killed them because.
Yeah.
It's two different statements. It's not right to kill. I killed them because.
Yeah.
I don't want to do these things. But when we're forced to do these things, it's not a conversation. Well, do you think we should? Well, that's my thought.
Well, it's like the whole concept. People, I famously hear this all the time. The pen's mightier than the sword. No, it's not. Only in a civilized society is the pen mightier than a sword. In the real world, the sword is mightier than the pen.
If you got a pen and a sword, all you have is a cut-off wrist with a pen in the hand shaking.
Yeah.
That's all you have. And cut-up papers. So the pen is mightier than the sword. Who is that talking? Who's saying that? Who? See, I keep telling you, that's not a male speaking. I keep telling people, think about what's being said, and it'll tell you who's saying.
Oh, yeah. Because men all know that the pen is not mightier than the sword. Concepts as a whole might be, you know, mighty, but if you're not willing to go to violence, then the concept means nothing.
This guy has a concept over him, right? He's right over here. He has a concept, right, Dan? Give me 1 second. Ah! Now, anybody else with a concept, come on up.
Yeah.
Come on up with your next concept. And see, that's how people rule over people.
Oh, yeah.
That's how slavery begins.
Yes.
Okay?
Might.
It's someone that's willing to do something that you ain't willing to do.
Yeah.
Okay? That's how they take your freedom. It starts off manipulation and conning, but once you don't want to give in, they start killing you.
Oh, yeah. That's why I said, if you say to your son, stop doing that, and he keeps doing it, and you just keep saying stop doing it, he keeps doing it, he doesn't mean nothing. But if you say stop doing that, and then he does it, and you whip his ass, now he's got your concept.
Yeah.
And now he's going to sit there and go, well, damn, Dad waxed and whipped my ass. So
now, if it continues to a time where he's up age to be able to whoop your ass, it's time for you all to separate.
Yeah, that's time for you to go have your own home.
Yeah.
I said that the other night at my show. I said, you parents today will let your kids stay at home till they're in their 30s. On my 18th birthday, I got a set of luggage and was told to get the hell out.
Yeah.
You're a man now. Go make your way in the world.
When your daddy looks you dead in the eye and says, son, it's time for me to let my nuts hang, okay? It's time for you to leave.
Yeah.
Because him and mama need the house. They don't feel like putting on clothes every day they get up because your ass is here.
Well, see, that's the whole thing about weak men create hard times, and we have a bunch of weak men, and they are creating a bunch of hard times.
Oh, there you go. That's what's wrong with the men now, too. You're talking about hard times. People say, man, men don't even have sex no more, man.
I know.
They don't have sex no more. It's women do a lot of conversating about men are whores and men as dogs. And women have the pussy. We can't be whores. We have to beg for pussy. We have to beg, okay?
They're the gatekeepers.
They're the gatekeepers. And I listen to the reverse stuff there. Well, men are whores and men are, let me tell you something. If you're not the star athlete, the star performer, the star, you're not fucking a lot of women.
Well, that's the other thing. Well, the statistics right now say something like, oh, God, I wish I could remember the statistics I was reading, but they were talking about how men today under 26, the vast majority of them haven't had sex.
Yes. And do you know there's a percentage of them that are scared of women?
Oh, yeah.
Scared
they've been taught to be scared. They're taught to be scared now. It's not respect anymore. We were taught to respect. They're taught to fear. Because why not? Look at what happens. Anytime you speak out against the government, a bunch of women come forward and say, years ago, this guy did something. Well, you can't prove what you did or didn't do. Said becomes he said, she said, and simply because somebody said something, you're now guilty of it. We went from innocent until proven guilty and to guilty until proven innocent, especially if it's from the claim of a woman. And this is wrong, and they're using it to destroy anybody who speaks out. Russell Brand, anybody who wants to speak against the regime instantly has sex charges brought against them about people you've never heard of before.
See, and that causes, this is the new thing, that strikes gynophobia, okay? Now, gynophobia is a specific phobia characterized by an abnormal fear of women. Specific phobias are a type of anxiety disorder and one of the most common mental health condition, which is gynophobia, men fearing women. It starts with the way that females are allowed to raise the boys in the home to where they are instructed to do female things. Gynophobia.
Yeah.
Gynophobia. So gynophobia is probably another reason why so many men are trying to be gay, because if you scared of females, then the strength is in the female. If you fear them, then the strength is in what you fear, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, then. So gynophobia leads to homosexuality. See, our conversations just blossom into something that shows us another door opens up to jump something just so clear.
Well, that's like you need somebody with an opposing viewpoint that's respectful so that you can bounce ideas back and forth without the other person going, this guy's dumb. This guy's an idiot. No, you got to hear everything. If you listen to somebody asked me, do you just listen to conservatives? No, I listen to everybody, and then I try to take all that information and figure out what the big picture is, because they're just going to show you the corner of the stamp. They're not going to show you the whole stamp. But when you see the whole stamp, you go, oh, that's the picture. But they want you to stay in this one little corner. I'm going to feed it to you. You're going to listen to it, and then you're going to believe it. No, question everything. Even stuff you believe, question it. That is how you learn. That's how you see. That's how you develop. It is a big process, but they like to pigeonhole you, put you in a small world, and then once you try to venture out of that and ask a real legitimate question, they smack you down. They use their weapons against you. They belittle you. They call you name. They put charges on you. They put 90 charges on Trump. Everybody's going, well, 90 felonies. He's got to have done something. No, he's innocent until proven guilty. I can charge a ham sandwich. I can put charges against a ham sandwich. But can I go into court and prove the ham sandwich did anything? No, but all I got to do anymore is accuse you of something, and you're instantly guilty because I accused you. This is how upside down we are.
Yeah. Innocent. I told you innocent before. Innocent. I mean, guilty before proven innocent.
Yes, that's where we are now. That's why cops can come up and go, I want your ID because you've done something. Well, what have I done? I don't know yet. We have lost a lot of rights. And it's funny because we fought over a quarter of this with the British. And here we are allowing it to happen again. Again, weak men are creating hard times. And sometime at some point, the real men will step into the conversation, and that's when shit will get straight.
Well, you know what? If I could put it like this, Doc. Dan, if we came in with fathers being removed from homes from all different reasons, there was reasons in black families, reasons in white families that were poor, reason in all of the races, where you separate the fathers from the homes.
Yes.
And then when you separate the fathers from the home and then you build up and you say you can experience a phobia of anything, even women. So if you remove the male teaching, you grow up being under the leadership of females for your whole life in America.
Yes.
Once you made it past the 80s, the children, once you made it to 1980, the children were being raised by the mothers in America. The fathers
were
either having high-tech jobs when they're not at home, from doctors, lawyers, and architects, all the way down to the workers, factory workers, police officers, firemen. You're not at home. Your most of your day is committed to your career. Okay? Then we go into the drug addicts, junkies, people in jail, motherfuckers in psych wards. That's a whole other group of people.
Yes.
Fathers are not in the home. So then when the father's not in the home, you start with this feeling of uncomfortable in new situations is uncommon. And if you're surrounded by a group of women, you don't know who or what to do because you feel you don't feel aligned with things. And it might make you feel apprehensive. But when those feelings involve all women and you go to great lengths to avoid being around women, you might be living in a gynophobia-type life. Gynophobia is a fear. It's a phobia of women. People with this condition also experience fear and anxiety that can interfere with their daily life. This is how important removing male masculinity is to society of people who have an agenda.
Well, that agenda is to remove the male because once you remove the male, you remove the opposition.
Yes.
You remove the ability of somebody to stand up. And women go, we can stand up. Yeah, you can stand up, but you'll get your ass kicked. If you don't have a male there, because see, that's the whole thing. You stand up to your husband and he whoops your ass. Who do you call? You call somebody with a gun to come take your side because you can't handle your side.
Have you ever heard a man saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry to females all the time, to a woman all the time?
Yeah.
Because the fear of a woman can become a phobia in a clinical sense when you can overreact to the situations like a phobia. Gynophobia can cause immediate fear and anxiety to the thought of conditions of being around a woman. So if a woman says, come here, it just throws you into bro, I'm putting you like this. It's a programming, Dan. It's like the snap of a finger. It's hypnotism. Gynophobia is like hypnotism.
Exactly. I hear exactly what you're saying.
These phobias they're giving us are part of our type of hypnosis. They train you to the way to avoid this bullshit. So-and-so, she's mad. So-and-so, she's angry. So-and-so, he's in fear. So you're scared of ketchup. You're scared of dogs. These are, man, I don't know how to explain it. These are trances. They're putting people in separate trances individually by and phobias and anxieties.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take a break. We got to get one of these in here.
All right, man.
I hate to have to play commercials because our conversations get rolling, and yeah. That's what makes it fun to me. To just sit here and go back and forth about this because talking concepts is how people will learn to be able to put it out there so people can just look at it. Don't get angry. Don't get upset. Don't try to cancel. Look at what somebody's saying because that comes from somewhere.
Yeah.
When you're saying something, you don't just say things to be saying things. Yeah. It comes from somewhere inside of you that makes you want to speak up about it. And the question is somebody else out there feeling the same thing? If they are, they need to listen. If they're feeling different, they still need to listen because you need to hear every side of an argument to be truly informed where you can make a choice. And that even means hear the side of the argument you don't agree with, which most people will not hear it, because when somebody's sitting there saying something they disagree with, rather than hearing what you're saying, I'm sitting over here planning my comeback.
Oh,
that's wrong because of this. That's wrong because of that. No, shut up and listen for a second. And then question. You can't do that anymore.
No, because then like that, then you just flow and you flow and you flow, and you get to this point where you have to force yourself to have a commercial break.
Yes, and that's pretty much where we're at. So we're going to run these commercial, folks, and then we will be right back.
Yes, sir.
That's right. The Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour is back on the road. We are currently promoting our second Amazon Prime special, Jokers and Jesters, the next special. We will be touring small towns across this great country of ours. So for our tour dates, follow us on Facebook at Jokers and Jester Comedy Tour or at our website, jokersandjester.com. It's a great night of music, laughter, and magic. Don't miss us as we come to a small town near you.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook, facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative Radio Show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Hey everyone, Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBareFaceIsLegal.org.
All righty, we're back. And that's kind of an appropriate commercial to bring me into what I want to talk about now. I don't know if you saw this the other day, but this is something that the press is not touting. And it's amazing of the new COVID boosters out. Mm-hmm. And of the people in America, only 2% of America has taken the new booster.
So, yeah. That means we're down to the damn fool.
Yeah. That's where we're at.
We're down to the damn fool because – if you get it, like we always go by what your numbers, I go by what you were talking about, 75%, with 25, 25, 50 in the middle.
Yep.
Now, you're talking about 98% right now.
Yes.
Okay. So that means it's bullshit.
When that many people can figure it out, then there's something up.
When that many people figure it out, then it makes me think about why they're bringing people in from the border, over the borders, right now.
Yep.
Because if you have the people waking up, then you have a nation that has to defend itself against the people because it was supposed to be for the people, but now it's become an independent thing away from the people and wants to run the people.
Well, that's what happens when you get career politicians. That's why we were never designed to have career politicians. It was always supposed to be something you did and then went back and faced the laws you passed.
Yeah.
But now we have people who are professional politicians, so they never faced the real world. They never faced all the stuff. And so we're sitting here, and now there was a And see, this is the thing. They are trying so desperately to control information. The Lancet, which is a very prestigious medical group, published a study which shows that of these people who died after getting the vaccine that were tested, to see what caused it, over 75% were a direct result of the vaccine. That there's been over 20,000 deaths related to this vaccine. Yet we're not allowed to speak those numbers. We're not allowed to say those numbers. And they're out here trying to get you to get it again, knowing that over 20,000 people have died from it. So now you absolutely positively cannot say they don't have an agenda, because when you can let 20,000 – look, if 20,000 people ate at Taco Bell and died, Taco Bell would be shut tomorrow morning.
Yeah. And if you have the power to be able to lower the numbers down to what you're speaking of, then there was more that passed away.
Yes. Because of all the ones that they figured out, there was a mountain that they didn't.
There you go.
But we're too busy worried about what team cut what player and all this other shit. Look. Study history, kids. We are step by step at Rome at the end of Roman's reign was because you get at the end, everybody becomes obsessed with gender. That's what's happened in all great societies.
Man, I ain't meant to interrupt you, Dan, but I want to say something right quick. You know, LeBron James is averaging 28.7 points a game, 8.5 rebounds, and 6.7 assists, and he's in his 21st year. It's incredible. Dame Lillard just got traded to Milwaukee, you know? And so I'm just, yeah. See, this is how they throw you off. They just throw stuff like that in, you know?
Yeah.
Interrupt what you're saying and throw in that Rihanna will be letting out her new line of lipstick.
Or Will Smith and Jada are been separated for. Who gives a shit? That means nothing to anybody. The things that mean something to you, you ignore. Oh, that's way above me. That's just way above me. I can't. That's politics stuff. I can't understand it, so I just don't pay it no mind. Well, you damn well better.
Dan, I'm not really paying it no mind because I'm trying to get in tune with Taylor Swift. You understand me? I got things I got to do. The hell are you talking about? Something useless? You know?
Well, is she dating Kelsey or is she not dating Kelsey? Ooh.
I'm trying to figure it out, you know? I'm trying to figure it out.
It matters nothing.
Nothing matters, man. And they're throwing all of the information, but, you know, it's like it's amazing how you just skip straight over the boosters, all these things, nothing's important, what we talked about. We could have predicted those numbers before the shot was given out.
Right. Again, we took a ton. I said this the other day. Where are all you people who called me a grandma killer because I didn't want to get this thing? Where are all you people who said I shouldn't be able to work, that I should be able to be, I should be locked up because I won't take an experimental vaccine? Where are all those people at now?
This makes you understand the strength of family and being able to understand one another, because my family was divided. It's half and half, half the shot and half don't. Now, the ones that understand that, they don't have a booster. They don't have a shot at all. The ones that went with mom, everybody's infected. And that's what I call it, infected.
Yeah.
Because that, when they change your human makeup due to a shot and boosters, man, that's, you're some, I don't even know if I should be wearing a mask around people that have been vaccinated.
Well, that's what they are finding. They are finding that people who hang around the vaccinated people in close quarters are getting what they call the spillover or bleed-off effect, where they're actually kind of – the vaccine was designed to spread like a disease, actually.
Yes. That, I'm telling you, I'm starting to be around – like when people say, have you been vaccinated, okay? And when you say no – now you stand out. Before you stood out for the negative. Now you stand out for the good, for standing for something. You
yeah.
Know? Yeah. Yeah. Because we refuse, man. We refuse. And you find out the masks were useless. Everything they did was useless. If it were a pandemic for that specific reason, there's not a mask that you can wear. This is the game they're playing, man.
Yep.
This is a game. They know what they're doing from the start. From its ingestation, they know it's a lie.
Well, it goes back, and people hate it when you make comparisons to fucking the Germans, but let's get back to where it comes from. It comes from German concepts of mind warfare and psyops and repeat a lie till it becomes the truth. This goes way
Correct.
Back to that.
Correct.
And they were smart. Because how did Hitler do? We're doing the same things. We're doing create fear, create a boogeyman, create a safety crisis, create the government as the solution to the safety crisis. People follow along. They say the government's good because they're our government, so they represent us, when no government represents the people. The government represents the government. That's the whole thing that our founding fathers tried to stop the government from being, was powerful. But we have allowed it to creep into power, and now look around you. That's why everything's a shit sandwich, because the government sucks. All governments suck.
The bigger governments get, the less freedom everybody has. This is history. This is something that's happened repeatedly over and over and over. Yet these young numbnuts want to cling out and say, well, it'll be different this time. It won't be different this time because nothing ever changes, because we keep repeating the same mistakes. We keep selling ourselves the same lie that the government's good. The government is bad. You should never trust the government. You should always question everything the government does, the government in its cage.
That's right. Yes. Government is doing this. When you look at what's going on, man, you know, and the government took in over 30,000 German troops, man, you know, hired by the British to fight an American. We've taken in some of these individuals that come from when we were fighting back in the day for studies and other purposes. And somebody say, how can they remember these German things? Well, you have some of these same individuals living from that.
Yes.
That America utilized. Like I said, it's about governments. It's not about us. We are experiments. We are here for them to experiment on as they choose. That's what it's come down to.
It has.
That's what it's come down to, Dan.
And now, and whether they will admit it, nobody will say it, but there's paperwork out there that says everybody who received the shot is now considered a new species. Now, is that made up? Who knows? But I will tell you what, I will listen to that because, boy, it sure makes sense. You allowed them to give you a gene therapy. You allowed them to give you a gene therapy to cut your risk from less than 1% of dying. You were so scared that less than 1% chance of dying caused you to ruin your life forever.
Yeah.
We have become so weak that a less than 1% chance of something happening is the reason that we will give up our rights. We gave up our rights to travel. We gave up our rights to not cover our face. We gave up our rights to body autonomy. There's something that is less than 1% chance. You were so scared. You have no backbone. You gave up. We went from give me liberty or give me death to give me safety and take my rights in 250 years.
Yes. Yes. Mr. D. They have done us wrong.
And yeah. And when we were in school, we were taught be brave, be steadfast, you know, stand by your ideas. Now you're taught everybody's idea is correct. Everybody's idea has validity. Don't be oppressive. Go along to get along. If somebody wants to take something from you, if they want to rob you, just give it to them. It's only money. They want to break into your house, you shouldn't defend yourself. They want to take your car, just give it to them. They want to hijack an airplane, just let them. Don't stand up to anybody, because standing up to people, somebody might get hurt. So just give in. Just give in and be compliant and just go along.
Yeah, be quiet. Yes.
You can bitch and blame it on somebody else.
It's all of the day.
Yeah. Why do you want to fight everybody? Why can't you just get along? Well, I don't want to get along with wrong. I don't. If you're wrong, I don't want to agree with you. I don't want to be in your corner. I don't want to accept your ideas. I should be able to stand up and say something. But if you stand up and say something, the cancel culture will come get you. The LGBTQs will come get you. They will cancel you, ruin your life. And that's something funny. From the people who just wanted to be accepted for their ideas are now taking other people's ideas and making them canceled because of it, which is exactly what happened to them, which is exactly why they're upset. But when they do it to somebody else, it's now okay.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Dan, it's so crazy as we talk about this, and I'm listening to you, And it makes me wind all the way back to when we were talking as the things were starting, you know, going into the conversation of coronavirus and taking the vaccine. And how we were so much against taking the vaccine because it made no sense to us. We talked about it from many different frames and angles. We spoke on many different times, and it was just like, and everybody around us was getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. But this is the same results of what we're continuing in. It's like that started a stampede of panic. And now once you get these stampede of panic growing, you can shift these cattle any way you want them to go. You can shift these wildebeests. You can guide them because they're running uncontrollably. You can shift these buffalo. You can almost
aim
them off a cliff.
Right. You can aim them at a cliff, and they won't see the cliff because they're so scared and looking behind them.
Yes, and keep going and going and going. And they keep falling off the cliff to somebody says stop, which they might not know.
Right. And the person who said stop is sometimes swept off the cliff with the fear of everybody else running into him.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh.
And we took a mountain of shit from everybody. Why aren't you wearing a mask? Aren't you afraid? Why aren't you getting the shot? Aren't you? I'm not afraid. Now, you come with something that's, like, look, let's get to rabies. Let's go to something that's real. Okay, rabies is 100% fatal. I have no problem with a rabies vaccine, especially because the rabies vaccine actually works. I have seen that in action because my dog had the rabies vaccine and got in a fight with a rabid fox and didn't die from rabies. So I know it works. This shit... There's now every piece of evidence that anybody who took this vaccine is to the coronavirus, and every one of them are catching it. Joe Biden, how many times has he had the Rona? How many times has his wife had the Rona? How many – it? Oh, wow, hold on a second. My phone just disconnected for some reason. Wow, that was weird. You still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, my headset just disconnected from the phone for some reason. I was right in the middle of a rant. It's like,
and funny how much they're trying to keep us from talking.
Oh, yeah.
But this thing was never anything to be afraid of. And
no.
I'm going to go so far as to say, I don't fear anything that's less than 50% fatal, to be honest with you. Because you do better trusting your body and natural cures than you do trusting this modern medicine, air quotes, which is a big money-making machine, and it is not anything to do about health.
No. I have a better chance of being hit by a car because I cross streets more often. I have a better chance of being catching the flu from kids or being around kids. I have a better chance of catching influenza from being around in the grocery store. I have a better chance of catching a lot of different things, okay? And it have been around, and I'm okay. So I've been around with this coronavirus with people, and I got a chance to see me not have a shot or anything. And I haven't had anything wrong with me since 2019.
Yeah. And all these people have – look, I know personally, I'm not going to say who, but I know somebody personally who's got the shot who now is having all kinds of problems with the blood circulation in their ankles and all that stuff like that. So you and I both know what's going on. That stuff is assembling in their body. They're getting those long, stringy clots that all these autopsies are revealing.
Yes.
And this spike protein has ruined them. And they are fighting now all kinds of problems that were caused by the vaccine.
It's terrible, man. It's terrible, you know. And I'm looking at these individuals like you were talking about the stringy fibers that collect together in the veins and arteries and clot the veins and arteries and just stop you from breathing. People are not looking at this, and they're like, we're just speaking this talk to ourselves for the heck of it. No, because we've been on track with looking at things for a long time. And seeing all of the things that have come across because our mind has been in that thought, so anything that's going to come up with the artificial intelligence is going to give you everything that's going on.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to change your timeline to your study.
And there's no way to stop AI now. They say, well, we'll disconnect it. No, you can't. It's done. It's out there. It's in the Internet. And it will grow, and it will eventually show, and it will eventually cause problems.
AI is not, I'm going to tell you this right now. AI is not created by us, okay? Because it's greater than we could ever be, and it's greater than we could ever think, okay? Period, point blank. We want to act like we created artificial intelligence. It's more like we've released something that we've lost control of.
Oh, yeah. And we'll never get control of it again. We have literally opened Pandora's box.
There you go.
Somebody came up and said, what is this box? Let's open it. And they opened it. And see, the funny thing is, in the beginning, it will make things easier. It will. Like, you know, you can create, like, I can edit shit. I can set and edit shit in seconds now. Things that used to take me hours now take me seconds. Yes, is that convenient? Yes. Is it easy? Yes. But in the future, we're going to pay for this because nothing is free.
Nothing is free. Nothing is free.
Nothing is free.
And I work my I remember I went to school to learn how to draw blood. Something real simple. Now you can go, I went to school, that was a course. That was might have been a couple of months, you know what I'm saying? To just get yourself right.
Yes.
Now it's like you can go for 2 weeks, and they got you sticking people, messing them up.
Yeah.
You know, this is the new way. Now you got people with less attention span now, okay? But you're going to teach them a faster way to do something that's critical with less attention span. This doesn't even make any damn sense.
No.
You can't even logically speak about it because it makes no sense.
Well, see, you're not even allowed to have a short attention span because somebody will drug you. You pay attention. Here, take this pill. This pill will help you take attention. No. No. Why not learn how to use your mind? I don't know if I've told you this study. I hope this is not repetitive. And if it is, let me know. NASA did a study. They were trying to find geniuses. So they wanted to go determine what characteristics determine a genius. So the first thing they did was they went to young kids. And of the young kids, over 90% were geniuses. Then they looked at those same kids after 6 years of school, and none of them were geniuses.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me about that. Yeah. And that's from that. See, it's like, here we go. Now we're going to tie this in. I'm glad you brought that back up. People being placed into a trance. When you're a free thinker, okay, you can solve things. You can create. You know what I'm saying? You're using your mind. Once you're programmed, you're thinking in a specific way.
You're not allowed to speak outside that box. That box is important. That box is important because that box is control.
Yes, you must be this religion. Okay, there's religions, sororities, fraternities. You have your specific, whether it's the political parties. You want to be a doctor, then there's divisions of the doctrines. You want to be a lawyer, there's division of being lawyers. It's all one subject with a lot of divisions, okay?
Yes.
So when you start talking about the subjects of what the jobs are that you have available, there are a whole bunch of one title up top with a whole bunch of subsidiaries in order to make that thing run.
Yes.
In order to make that thing be possible. Period. So these are deities that guide our life.
Yes.
They're the deities that guide your life. And people get caught up into these deities, and then they start living by them and start teaching the illustrations of these deities.
And that, and another thing about schools that people don't want to know, schools were brought about on how to get in line. Not how to learn, not how to think. They were taught so that they can
groom you to believe that somebody standing at the front of a classroom necessarily knows more than you.
Oh,
so you must agree with them because they are the ones that know, and you must learn to follow their knowledge. Again, what you're taught versus what you live.
So could we possibly have right now, we're a part of an advanced Holocaust.
Yes.
We're part of an advanced Holocaust. The first time it was done, it was forced, and you forced people into things. Let's not even talk about the race of people. You forced them in, and when you feed into it, so you had to force them into ovens and all these things and really kill them and annihilate them. But then you came to America, and you brought the Germans here with those ideas. It came into the ideas, and you called it going to school.
Yeah.
You call it education.
Yeah. It sounds good. Again, I think I can't remember the book. I think it's Ayn Rand, Atlas Shrugged, or something else. It was an Ayn Rand book. That they will get to the point where they will name laws with these wonderful names that nobody could disagree with. The Debt Reduction Act. Could disagree with that.
The Debt Reduction Act. Wow.
Yeah, because we want to reduce debt, right?
Yeah.
Well, the Patriot
Act. We're going to have a debt reduction act. We're going to act like we're doing debt reduction, but we're not.
Right, and then the Patriot Act. Well, who could be against being a patriot?
Yeah, and we're going to act like that, too. It's an act.
Right. So they name them these wonderful, positive names.
Yeah,
while they put these horrific ideas on you.
No, what do you do with X? With X, you don't need ideas. You need performances because you've got to be able to put that act out there.
Exactly.
You got to have a great performance with an act.
Right.
You got to put on a show.
Right. And everybody has to believe it. And so if anybody speaks out against it, you must crush your opposition because they might open somebody's eyes with the truth. Whereas if I can keep you quiet, I can keep you submissive, I can drug you into sitting in a classroom like a little robot, then I can program you. And by the time you graduate school, you will be a perfect little unquestioning robot.
And as you advance and you slowly begin to wake up, we begin to do things such as put all the money in this country out to other countries. And for those who begin to wake up, we begin to bring in soldiers from other countries.
Yes.
To be able to fight against those who haven't given into the vaccine, who haven't given into the LGBTQ, who haven't given into Jay-Z, Beyonce, and every other whatever entertainment and music that you like, who haven't given into the football and the basketball and the sports and the hockey. For those who feel like thinking independently, we have something for you, and that's what this world is telling us.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Shut up and get in line.
Shut up and get in line. That's what's happening.
Yeah, and a lot of people are shutting up and getting in line, but the only real positive thing I see out of the 2% is that 98% have woken up at least a little.
But see, the thing is, vaccine and killed off so many people, we got to take numbers now of what's left of the uncles and the fathers and the individuals that are thinking like we do. What's left?
Oh, yeah.
You have to do an assessment.
Even people that and my friend's family that were rabid against me and, oh, don't you even talk to me. I'm getting the vaccine. You're evil for are now like, I'm not getting it because I'm having problems. Everybody who's taking it, their health is not better.
My partner's mother-in-law, she was a vaccine nut, right? She got the vaccine, and then she got two boosters. Well, they buried her 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at the explosion of cancers. There's an explosion of childhood cancers. There's an explosion of college-age cancers. It's not just this dropping dead. Everybody's hung up on just that. It's the turbo cancers that have shown up.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You're hearing all these people, diagnosed stage four, diagnosed stage four. When have you heard that before?
Yes. Over and again.
Day after day, 26 dead, 51 dead, 35 dead, 27 dead. It was never like that before.
Now, and then the thing is, they're not talking about these deaths either. This is these are deaths we're talking about. We're having a conversation on the phone now, on the radio now. But the thing is, right now is what we're talking about. But do they record this? Do they record this? Do they record these deaths?
We're hiding them. I think if the real number actually got reported, and this is why they won't, it'd be hell to pay. I think that would actually wake up enough people that they would stand a chance of a revolt. So they've got to keep it suppressed.
Yeah.
Because you can't
have to
know the truth.
You can't. People cannot know the truth, because if they knew the truth, then the country would turn against all these things. Immediate coup. And see, it's how you can keep down from what we're seeing right now, I don't know.
No, our conversation, I hope, when people hear it, I hope if you disagree with me vehemently, I hope you actually go take the time to research to see whether I'm right or wrong. I hope you can put your anger aside enough that you sit there and go, hey, maybe I should look at this.
Yes.
Because the only way you'll truly change is to look at it yourself, see it for yourself, and not hear it from somebody else. And when you actually take the time to step back and look at it, that's when you'll go, maybe they were right.
Yes.
Well, we run over again.
It's all good, man. We normally do. Man, what do you expect? You know,
it's a great conversation. It makes it. If you're in a conversation that's not good, you watch your watch. If you're in a conversation that's good, you look at your watch and go, holy shit, how did it get to be this late?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we bounce, and that's what's so good.
Yeah, most definitely. And see, like I said, we have great usage of the human conversation to where we're able to relate. And a lot of people don't understand that, because people are always trying to find an angle to speak to one another versus letting life flow, letting life take place, you know?
Yeah.
That's how simple it is.
And listening to another idea, not to respond, but to listen.
Yes. To receive, to listen, yes.
To take the knowledge in, to expand your knowledge, to become a better person who is more educated, more adapted to the world around them that's real. And right now, we have a real problem going on in this country and not enough people awake to deal with it.
Yes. Everybody's sleeping while things are going just haywire. Everybody's enjoying themselves. Everybody's waiting for the next party and celebration without taking anything into account other than living recklessly.
Well, Herman, it's always fun talking to you. I hope people
always
enjoy the show. I hope they listen. I hope they think.
Yeah.
Because thinking is what will save us. Thinking is what will save us. But if people will not think, we cannot be saved.
100%.
Oh, well, folks, I hope you've enjoyed this show. I hope you enjoyed the conversations, Herman. Always a pleasure, and next week we will be back at it once again.
Always, my friend. Thank you once again.
All right, folks.
as we always end the show, we will end it the same way this time. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.